Chair of the Five to Revive Committee, Tom Casseline, says this is, quote, the list to be on.
We have deliberately chosen to call our program Five to Revive to reflect not only the rescue aspect of lists such as this, but to emphasize the potential vibrancy that currently lies dormant. Bringing new life to these buildings is not an act of charity. It is smart economic development that can have a catalytic effect in our communities and in our region.
Thursday's announcement was made inside the historic Pulaski Library on Hudson Avenue. It's the second permanent library constructed by the city. It has been closed since 1994 and is noticeably in need of some major repairs. But County Executive Maggie Brooks says it's a worthy task.
I think it's about 20 years since I was inside of this building. And there is no question, buildings like this were built to last. They have great bones. They need some TLC and they need a little money.
The Eastman Dental Dispensary, pedestrian bridges in Genesee Valley Park, Sampson Theater in Pinyan, and Holly High School in Holly are all on the list of sites in need of investment. Lachey Agnew, WXXI News.